Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures generally weaker today, except for corn. Corn looks like it's going to settle the day steady. Unchanged here with December, about 388.5 cents. That's about 3 cents off the contract high for the day in the December corn. On out in March, it was down a half cent at 399.5, unable to withstand the $4 level. Soybeans weaker here, down 2 cents. Interesting move there, about 920, 910 this morning. The market rallied about 12 cents. It went from about $8.70 all the way up to $8.81 or so. That market caught a lot of the short traders this morning off guard and had to get cover of those short positions, which drove it up. But then it settled back down, traded pretty steady for the rest of the day to close down to at $8.75. And then wheat futures were disappointing, down 6 in Chicago December at 5.12 1/4, right on the low. Same could be said with December Kansas City, down 8 at 4.99 1/2. There is some rainfall forecast over the next couple of days here in the southern plains, and in some places of Oklahoma did actually get some rain, some good showers. Central western Oklahoma got some. So we could get some wheat pasture out of this weekend. Of course, if it rains, there are some people expecting that the wheat futures could move on down, especially in that winter wheat contract.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else are traders looking at today?
Kicked off this morning with Stats Canada, all wheat production number came in at 26.06 million tons. That was down 11.4% from last year. Last year we were at 29.42 million. So a drop from last year, but it was still higher than the estimate. The estimate was 25.1 million tons, so that was considered bearish to the market. And then yesterday we had FC Stone's latest numbers. And then today we had Informa. Both of those reports kind of indicate that they're actually lowering the production lower than the USDA number. The USDA is projecting 13.585 billion bushels for corn, where Informa's at 13.561, FC Stone's at 13.541. So Informa and FC Stone are both lower than the USDA. But the interesting thing is that they're both higher on their yield projections. It looks like the cut's coming from the harvested acres. For soybeans, kind of the same story. USDA is at 3.935 billion bushels and a 47.1 bushel per acre yield. Informa's at 3.878, which is tighter than the USDA. And then FC Stone's at 3.919, also tighter than USDA. So the next USDA report's October 9th. Using these as an example, it looks like they could tighten the corn and soybean production.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
877-431-9805.
In recapping your markets, December live cattle up 137 at 131.37, February of 92 at 133.72, November feeder cattle up 240 at 174.52, January up 245 at 169.35, December lean hogs 85 higher at 65.37, February up 102 at 68.22. December Kansas City wheat down 7 at $5.15, March down 7 at 5.14 3/4. December Chicago wheat down 5 at 5.13 1/4. December corn up a half at 3.89 1/4, March down 1/4 at 3.99 1/2. November soybeans down 3 at 8.74 1/4, January down 2 1/2 at 8.78 1/4. December cotton down 46 at 60.14. March down 33 at 59.96. That's your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.